It's the other front line of the coronavirus pandemic. Just like doctors, nurses, and hospital staff fighting to keep patients alive, grocery store workers are keeping America fed. These workers don't make a lot of money, and now they are facing much higher risks. Here's NPR's Camila Domonoske.
Bill Osborne is a dairy clerk at a giant in La Plata, Maryland, and he's not used to being appreciated at his job.
And now I'm getting all throughout the day, thank you for having this, thank you for having that.
America has a newfound gratitude for workers like Osborne. At warehouses and food processing plants and delivery trucks and grocery checkout lines, many low-paid jobs are crucial for meeting America's basic needs. And now they're dangerous, too. Interacting with other people at a grocery store is a risk during this pandemic. For a shopper, it might be a necessary risk they face once every week or two. For staff, it's all day, every day. Osborne says he tries not to think about the danger of the virus.
When you hear a cough, everyone turns their head.
Osborne's store has sanitizer stations, social distancing markers, plexiglass shields for cashiers. Staff aren't provided masks or gloves, but they can wear them if they have them, and they get a 10% pay increase, hazard pay. Not all grocery workers are so lucky. Osborne has a union that fought for those protections. Some Instacart, Amazon, and Whole Foods staff protested or went on strike this week to push for better safety measures. Better paid sick leave is a common concern. And some non-union companies have voluntarily implemented changes. Food Lion president Meg Hamm says her company's top priority is customer and employee safety. She says extra sanitizing and plexiglass shields protect both groups.
We know that our customers count on our 68,000 associates to be there for them, and we have continued to remind them of the importance of being diligent and caring for themselves.
Food Lion is also trying to hire more workers to help with the crunch. And like many stores, they're offering extra pay during the crisis, though Hamm wouldn't say how much. Several other companies are offering an extra $2 an hour. John Logan is a professor of labor studies at San Francisco State University. He says some corporations that usually resist calls for sick leave and higher pay have changed their tone in this pandemic.
It sounds crazy now that people ever doubted that, you know, these workers who are really keeping society functioning to a large extent were ever not worth $15 an hour or should ever have been denied paid sick leave.
But he notes the new steps from companies, they're temporary, just for this crisis. It's an open question whether all this new appreciation will last. And those protections are piecemeal. Not every store is taking action. He says local authorities can help by requiring all stores to put up plastic shields, allow hand washing breaks, or limit the number of people allowed inside stores at one time. Grocery store workers also say they want shoppers to think about the risks they're creating.
A lot of our customers are coming in masks, and I appreciate that. And I like to think it's not just for their own health, but it's for ours.
Amanda Casaburi works at a Kroger near Fort Worth, Texas. When she's restocking dry goods, she's constantly thinking about every surface she touches.
My biggest fear is getting sick and passing it to someone else.
Casaburi says she sees some shoppers lingering in aisles, and it makes her worry.
I just wish everyone would take it a little bit more seriously.
Bring a list, she says. Get in, get out, and go home. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.